We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, 8 o'clock, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494, as we discuss Carson Wentz and whether or not it is time for him to speak up, to say something, not just to us as fans, as you want to be here or not, but to the organization, because all reports that have been out there are kind of leaning to the idea that he hasn't told the Eagles yet. Mike Garofolo on the morning show Monday, he wouldn't say, yeah, because Doug's gone, Carson's back, they still don't know. And then this morning, ESPN with a story about how Carson Wentz really hasn't declared or told the Eagles whether or not he wants to be back. They still don't know. So this is all up in the air. It is time for Carson Wentz to speak. Let's talk about that and a new Eagles coaching staff that is coming together here with Elliot Shoreparks of 94WIP.com and the Go Birds podcast. Elliot, how you doing?
Going on, Joe. How you doing?
Good. What's your thought on Carson still being silent here? You know, a couple of years ago, there was a big story from the Philly Voice about Carson locker room stuff. And, I mean, he came out and whatever that was, a press conference or, you know, a sit down with some members of the media, and he answered questions. He cleared the air. I mean, this is more than that. Like, this is story after story and speculation. He doesn't want to be here, and yet nothing so far. What do you make of it?
So the other time was in 2018, after obviously they won the Super Bowl, and then the next year Nick Foles came in, he takes them on the playoff run, they win the playoff game. Carson hadn't talked throughout that whole thing. And I remember back in the days when we could still go in the locker room, everyone waited in the locker room for him. He was the last player left. He came out and he talked. He talked that day when the season ended, right? So I do think it's extremely noteworthy he has not talked when he's in a somewhat similar situation with the backup coming in at the end of the year, obviously. Some different circumstances, but some similarities as well. My advice to Carson would be, look, I know it's not going to be fun to talk. I know maybe you don't even know what to say. I know there's going to be some tough questions. But if you still want to be in Philadelphia and the Eagles have told you as much or you think things are okay, then come out and talk. Because if things are okay between you and the team, if you're okay being here, if these reports aren't true, then the question should be easy. You should say, I want to be here and I plan on being here. I can't control if they trade me, but I want to be here. I have no issue with the team. So I think when he doesn't talk, it just makes the reports that come out and really everything you hear seem true. So I think he should talk if what is being said isn't true.
Yeah, Ellen, I think it's a twofold thing. One, I think he has to signal to the team whether or not he wants to be here. Then the ball is in their court. And then to the fan base, and I know you hear it, whether you're being told it on social media or you hear it on Saturdays when you're on or whenever, I feel like the average fan he's losing them, right? There are some people who will just support Carson no matter what, and there's some people that are out no matter what. But, like, the person in the middle who liked Carson Wentz and wanted to support him and had his jersey, the more I hear from those people every night, it feels like all of this, he's losing those people, and if he wants to be here, that's not a good thing for him.
Yeah. I mean, look, Joe, me and you have talked about Carson Wentz since he got here, but especially over the 2 years, I think we've been one of maybe two or three people that have been critical of his play. And there was times where you couldn't say anything about Carson Wentz without getting completely ripped back, right? From fans, from online, from really, even just amongst your friend group, right? So things are definitely changing in terms of how willing people are to defend Carson. And I think part of that is because people view him as somebody that doesn't want to fight for his job. Now, I think those personal attacks on Carson are unfair. I don't think he's soft. I don't think he's spoiled. I think he's probably hard to coach, right? I think that's safe to say at this point. But I don't think he's either of those two things. I think to want to be out of Philadelphia is smart by Carson. I think he should want to leave. I think his career has a better chance of succeeding elsewhere. But the way he's handling this is not helping his reputation with the fans.
Elliot Shoreparks, 94WIP.com, Go Birds podcast, joining us here. Elliot, let's talk about this coaching staff, which we have heard more about as the days have gone on. Nick Sirianni's first staff. And you put out a tweet the other day that really illustrated how young this skews, really just compared to 5 years ago. So when the Eagles hired their last staff, 2016, the first Doug Peterson staff, it was Doug at 47 years old, Schwartz 49, Frank Reich 54. And I'll throw one more in because we now have an extra name here on both ends. So John DeFilippo was the young guy on that staff. He was 37 at the time. Now compare it to this staff we've got now. Nick Sirianni, 39. Shane, is it Steichen? How do you say it?
I believe it's Steichen, but to be honest, I'm still trying to lock that
one
down.
All right, so Steichen is 35. Jonathan Gannon is 38. And then the new quarterback coach, which we'll talk about in a minute here, he's 33. So the youngest guy on the staff when Doug first got here was 37. I mean, basically everyone is around that age or younger on this staff. It's got to be one of the youngest staffs in the NFL.
Yeah, and I think if the Eagles released that call between Jeffrey Lurie and Nick Sirianni when he offered him the job, and if you notice one thing he said in there was, we're excited about the coach you are and the coach you can become. I mean, they really are kind of hiring a staff that they think can turn into a great staff. I don't think this is when you bring Jim Schwartz in to be a great defensive coordinator right away, when you bring Frank Reich in to help Doug right away. Like, they know that this staff is going to take time to grow. And, we were just talking about him, but I think he's important to all aspects of the team. I don't think it's a staff built for Carson Wentz. I know that when they hired Nick Sirianni, the kind of overall thought was, oh, they're just hiring him to fix Carson. But when you look at such a young staff, I don't see why you would bring in inexperienced young staff to coach a quarterback that needs a ton of coaching. He needs hard coaching, and he's almost their same age. I mean, Carson's going to be 29 by the end of the season. The quarterback coach is 33, right? I think with Press Taylor, there was a lot of talk about him maybe being too easy on Carson and too friendly. Like, I don't think Carson needs a peer to come in here and coach him. So I think the hiring of this coaching staff actually points in the opposite way of, they are going to be willing to move on from Carson if they get the right answer. The right offer.
Right. And you brought up the quarterback coach, Brian Johnson, 33 years old, coming from the University of Florida. He played college football at Utah. But the really interesting part of his background is he's known Jalen Hurts since he was 4 years old. He played for Jalen Hurts' father, who's a successful high school football coach down in Texas. I mean, that was eye-opening. Not that I think the staff is solely for Hurts or solely for Wentz. I don't think teams really do that. But it's just an interesting and long-standing connection. It's not like, oh, yeah, he coached him for 10 minutes. I mean, he's known him since he was four.
Yeah, I think it's funny how when they hired Sirianni, the reaction was, oh, this is for Carson. This guy coached quarterback. And then they hire someone that's known Jalen Hurts almost his whole life, as you mentioned, played for his dad, tried to recruit him out of college, and the reaction is, well, let's not read too much into it, right? I mean, it's like, if they did this type of move for Carson, people would be guaranteed that Carson was going to come back, right? So I don't know if they hired this guy specifically for Jalen Hurts, but they were aware of this. They knew how tied in he was to Jalen Hurts. They knew the history. When they drafted Jalen Reagor, they said the fact that that his dad played a role in that. So I do think they like the idea of bringing in staff members that are familiar with players. And, I think that this means Jalen Hurts is definitely, I think he's going to be back, but I think it's a move that points to the fact that they're open to having Jalen Hurts be their starting quarterback next year and, try to move ahead with him.
Elliot, so we haven't heard yet from Nick Sirianni with his opening press conference. That's going to happen soon here. How do you think he's going to handle it? What's your guess? Because, I mean, the first question or some of the first questions, I mean, pretty quick into this thing, he's going to be asked about his quarterback situation. Carson Wentz, competition. What's your guess on how he handles this? Because this is, look, he could say whatever he wants. Because, I mean, look, Doug Peterson's opening press conference when he got hired, he talked about how Sam Bradford fits his system perfectly. And we know eventually none of that matters. So it doesn't really matter what he says, but we're going to get a tone from him whether or not Carson's his guy or competition is a thing. What do you expect and what do you think he might say whenever he does speak?
I really wonder if Nick Sirianni knows what he's getting himself into, right? I mean, coming to Philadelphia, we've been here for a long time. We know about the sports market. Obviously, we work in it. We know how much pressure is on this opening press conference for him. He's coming from a sports town with Indianapolis that, good sports town, but certainly not Philadelphia. He was the offensive coordinator that didn't call plays. So he was probably never pushed on anything tough throughout his whole NFL career at this point. Now he's going to walk into a press conference with what I think is the toughest sports market in the country, with some of the toughest questions to answer in the NFL. Like, answering right now what's going on with Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts is not easy. Answering what happened with Doug Peterson and the relationship with Howie Roseman, not easy, right? So I think these questions are going to be extremely difficult. I think it's probably why they're waiting a little bit. I think they're trying to figure out what to have him say, coach him up, and get him ready for what he's going to be stepping into when he does talk. My guess is they're hoping what he says and what he'll try to accomplish is saying nothing at all. He'll talk about how he wants to see both players play, how he believes in competition, but he's, you know, he thinks Carson's a great player, but he likes Jalen too. He's going to try to not say anything, in my opinion, that's going to rock the boat one way or the other.
Last one for you, Elliot. The Eagles put out a series of videos a couple days ago as Nick Sirianni was introduced to the NovaCare Complex, his new office, the practice field, got to figure out and was told that they do have training camp here and not at Lehigh. What did you make of those? Because they were interesting to watch, and not so much for the, you know, some of it was kind of funny or maybe a little awkward at times, but it was almost as if, like, they were unveiling him as if he was a big name coach or something, like, wow, look who we got. And I like, you know, I think he could be a good coach, and I'm a fan of the hire, but it just was interesting the way it kind of came off as if we should be really excited for this guy when to be real, most fans don't even know who he is.
Well, it's a perfect example of what I just said of it's a different world now for Nick Sirianni, right? We're talking a few days later about videos of him walking into his office and trying to analyze what it means, you know? So he's just in a different world right now. You know, the other funny thing about the videos is if that was Lincoln Riley, right, the reaction would be excitement. It would be, oh, wow, that's awesome. They brought the mascot, right? So I think the reaction to them in general has just been kind of similar with just the skepticism of Nick Sirianni and about how, you know, kind of crazy it is in a way that they fired Doug Peterson and hired Nick Sirianni. Like, whatever you think of Nick Sirianni as a prospect, as a head coach, I mean, if I'd have told you 2 months ago they were going to do that, you would have laughed about it. So I think the video just kind of points to that. And honestly, it's just a crazy offseason. I mean, he was hired for a job. They met on a Tuesday. He was hired on a Wednesday. You know, he's never been to Philly. He's never been to the NovaCare Complex. So it's just a crazy time. And I think the videos just kind of encapsulated that.
Yeah, it is a crazy time. And we're looking forward to hearing from the new coach whenever that is. Elliot, always appreciate you hopping on. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you next week.
There he goes. Elliot Shoreparks, 94WIP.com. On Jalen Hurts, on Carson Wentz, on Nick Sirianni, and a staff that is being built for the future. 215-592-9494. We get back all your phone calls. Do you believe it is time for Carson Wentz to speak? Does he owe it to us and owe it to the Eagles to speak on his future? What does he want? Does he want to be here? I say yes. It is time to hear from the Eagles quarterback. And give us someone who has a great voice. We'll get you in the mix for an Eagles draft cap. It is a great prize, and we're doing this 30 years ago tonight. Whitney Houston singing the national anthem before the Super Bowl. We'll come back, all your phone calls. And I saw something in which the new Eagles quarterback coach listed what he looks for, his traits in a good quarterback. I'll list them, and you try to guess which Eagles quarterback that seems like it points towards. We'll do that coming up. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.